Beyond the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Hey, Troy.
Hi, how are you, Sarah?
I'm good.
Oh, see, you are in charge, doing everything yourself.
Bending in awkward ways, making funny shapes with my legs.
Yep.
You've brought in some great stuff today, something brand new and two things not so new.
That's right, but they're all things which are new on the shelf up at Southbound. I bet you want to do this one first, don't you?
Hey, up to you. We can. We've got it here.
Shall we?
Shall we? All
right. Right. Now, you'll remember two years ago, won't you, when the Epic
Vaguely.
Came out. Kamasi Washington's triple album set, The Epic.
Yeah.
And a lot of people thought, wow, that's like a kind of a little bit too much to dive into.
He doesn't do anything by halves.
I didn't find that at all. I found it a really easy, accessible record and super exciting. But it did have like so much thought behind it, so much theory, and also so many different kinds of sounds. Why would you put Cherokee on with lyrics? That was weird. But apart from that, it's like... And, you know, how do you follow up something which is, you know, your triple album debut? How do you do it? You know, how many people did he have on that? 17? 18?
And has it, correct me if I'm wrong, not that it matters, he is the cousin brother of Thundercat.
No, Thundercat was on his record,
right.
And so was Thundercat's brother Ronald.
Right, Ronald is who I'm thinking of, pardon me.
But they have known each other since they were like preschool children from the same area. Kamasi, they went along sort of parallel but different paths. They were in their own jazz group together, but round about the same time, both Thundercat and Ronald were in suicidal tendencies, and Kamasi was touring with Snoop Dogg.
Oh, yeah.
But anyways, Kamasi's new EP, and it's called an EP, but it's over half an hour long.
Yes.
It's called Harmony of Difference. Now,
would you call it a themed album? They're all kind of...
No, it's absolutely
ways
a theme.
Of being. No, I mean, the title is like Ways of Being or Emotions.
I don't know.
All right, I'll keep that to myself then.
Well, no, go ahead. I'll tell you what I thought that it was about. Well, also what Kamasi Washington said it's about.
Okay, all right, fine.
Well, basically, it's really simple. Harmony of difference, right? You know what harmony is in a musical sense? You have two differing melodic lines or notes or something, and together they create a harmony together. So basically what you have on this record is he did it originally for a museum exhibition at the Whitney. What he's done is on side one of the record, there's five tunes, all with a different harmonic counterpoint. But on the side two is you have like one huge composition which uses elements of all of the ones
of
on the first one.
Right, yes.
And what he said he wanted to do was, whether the idea came from the exhibition or whether it came from, went the other way around, is that he wants to highlight the similarities between people and thoughts. Not people and their thoughts, but like the fact is, he says everyone's different, but there's a harmony in that. Basically, everyone's kind of
same, same, but different. Together in perfect like harmony.
But what a tremendous record it is. It's, I don't know. There's no point in like in lingering on descriptions. Descriptions are probably fine for streaming services or whatever, or for algorithms. But,
yeah.
You know, is this jazz? I guess so. Is this pop? Yes, I suppose so. Is this, like, composite? Yes. It's all of those things. But I think everything that Kamasi has done, or everything I've heard him do, you can tell that every single thing he does is supposed to be enjoyed. You know, you can tell what goes into it, and he's excited that someone else might enjoy it.
It's not a flexing.
No, absolutely not. Which tune did we choose, by the way?
We have Knowledge, which I'm guessing is from side one, or is this?
It is. This is the Truth is the one that brings everything together. Knowledge is, I think Knowledge might be the third tune on it. It doesn't actually have the on the cover here, it doesn't actually say the names of the
Trixie.
Songs.
There's a city, a metropolis on the front. Do we know which city that is?
Well, it looks to me like Los Angeles.
It does, doesn't it?
But on the other side, what do we have here?
It's a tree.
Well, it's not just a tree. It's a tree displaying what?
Art.
Yeah. I'm sure there's more to it than that, but yeah.
I'm positive there might be. Yeah.
It even looks a little bit like the tree over in Albert Park, doesn't it? That giant
it does.
Tree
what are they, Moreton Bay figs with the huge root system?
Correct. That's it. Gosh, I didn't know you were an arborist or a horticulturalist.
Hey, we're all full of knowledge. Segway, here's the song. This came out within the fortnight?
Came out last Friday. The reason we didn't do it last week is because of that Avgas strike, we weren't sure if it was going to make it into the country. So.
Wow, right. We just had a caller call in, and B listeners are great, saying there is another version of a tree that looks like a Moreton Bay fig, which Buddhists meditate under.
Could well be right.
Could well be right.
I don't know why Kamasi Washington wears a dashiki, do you?
No.
Looks cool.
Looks great. Comfortable?
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't wear one, but it looks cool. I should have said that Kamasi is the tenor saxophone player in that. If people haven't heard of him before, he plays tenor sax, and you can probably guess his kind of tenor sax players that got him into his way of composing or performing.
Do you like to leave that up to the listeners?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
How many are different? So we got this in the store. It's only $20 for the album.
Yeah, and that's, you know, it's not a short blink and you miss it length EP either.
No, I bought this last week. As soon as it came into the shop, before it went on the shelf, it was already I'd already taken it. And it's really great. I was a big fan of the Epic, still am, but I think this is great as well. excellence release, Harmony of Difference by Mr. Kamasi Washington. He's playing here again soon, isn't he? He's playing WOMAD, in fact.
Ah, yes, too. Yeah.
He was here at that Auckland City Limits, wasn't he? Did you see him?
My memory's terrible, Troy.
Why?
It's just really bad. I won't get into that.
I thought seeing a 6'6" man wearing a dashiki would be something that you that would stick in your mind.
This is why I got confused with his brother in Thundercat, etc., etc.
Well, because Thundercat,
but it's great. I forget about bands and then I remember them again and it's like Christmas.
Wow, it's almost like that fish that goes around. What is that fish called that can't? What are we talking about? Next.
I forgot about Sparks, and then I remembered Sparks, and then I remembered that they had a Marauder album, and that's why I played Tryouts for the Human Race. It's like gifts all the time.
Was it number one in heaven, the Marauder album?
Yeah.
It was. Yeah, that's a good one, isn't it?
They did another one that had him on the label, but the rumour has it not so much actual production.
Right, there is a new Sparks LP coming out.
I know.
I'm not so excited since the last one was that Franz Ferdinand one. Shall we move right
on? It's true.
Now, I'm sure we've played this band a number of times on From the Crate. And in fact, if we haven't played them under the name of who they are, you've heard them backing different people. I think we did the Betty Harris thing when it was on the Betty Harris Soul Jazz compilation. Anyway, the band from New Orleans is the great quartet, The Meters. And what a group this is. Are they still? Yes, they are.
Yeah, a breakbeat city full of samples.
No, I mean, do they still exist? Yes, they do. In fact, they played here not long ago as the Funky Meters, I think. The Meters, for those of you who don't already know, were basically Alan Toussaint's studio band, well, his go-to band for studio, for backing all of the artists he was producing, the singers he was producing, etc. They started to make their own albums in the late 60s, and sort of the first one is I think everyone says that it's like the Louisiana MGs. It's kind of true. It's kind of what it sounds like. You have a very similar lineup. But by their third record, the one I'm holding, entitled Strutton, they'd started to move towards the like hard funk that they became known in the early 70s for. One of the real things that sets this apart from the other records is they started to use vocals. Well, not just vocals to sing a chorus line, but like do whole songs. Art Neville started singing on it. Art Neville, yes, his brothers are, in fact, the Neville brothers.
Yes. Yeah. Now, are they? I'm looking at the cover.
Which
what
one?
What kind of bird would you call that on the front?
Oh, it's
Troy?
A chicken. Look at him.
I know, but is this more specific than a chicken? Anyway, I'm being rude. And on the back of the cover, are the Meters in a cage?
No, they're not. They're in a jungle gym.
Okay, they're
like
in a jungle
like
gym.
Like at a children's playground, are they in a cage?
Of course. Okay, it must be a chicken because it's a chicken strut. Right, gotcha.
That's right. Now, they had a hit prior to this record with Sissy Strut. And so, is the way things often went in the 60s, they followed that up with something of very similar structure and a similar name, Chicken Strut. Similarly structured song because it has chicken noises all the way through it. I'm not kidding. It does.
There's also Wichita Lineman on here. That's the Wichita Lineman?
That is the Jimmy Webb composition, Wichita Lineman, and Art Neville sings on that.
Amazing.
It is kind of amazing. So you'll see this record has been in and out of print over the years. It's never been a hard one to find. And possibly, you know, this one, Look at Pai Pai, the one that came before. Amazing record. And
Photo of the four of them on the cover.
Yep, this one is really cool. It has one of my favourite performances of Ride Your Pony. Now, Ride Your Pony, Lee Dorsey's hit. The Meters were, in fact, the backing band on Lee Dorsey's Ride Your Pony. But this one here, I think it takes the tied pole position with my favourite version of Ride Your Pony. It's this one and Georgie Fame.
How many are there? Many?
Heaps. It's a standard.
Yeah.
But it's great. I even liked it as a kid.
What did you say? Tied with Georgie Fame.
Yeah, Georgie Fame did a great version of it, weirdly enough.
It's a bit organ heavy, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it has some organ in it. It's got this record, the third record, apart from the one you pointing out, which to Lydman and Chicken Strut, Darlin' Darlin' was a small hit off this record. as was this one, which most people, well, a lot of people of a certain age will go, oh yeah, Tribe Called Quest. But it was a hit in its own, what's that called, in its own right.
In its own right. I think it's present on quite a few movie soundtracks as well.
Hand clapping song?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably right.
See what you were doing, Troy.
Yeah, there you go. Did you hear in the left channel there, if the falsetto was Ziggy, the drummer, doing his...
Yeah, that was pretty great.
Yeah. Well, you thought that was me, didn't you? But it wasn't. It wasn't at all. 1970, this originally came out, strutting by the Meters, the new pressing for Music on Vinyl. We got it in Southbound at the shop. It's cool.
So that's out in the last fortnight as well?
This is out today, or tomorrow.
Today.
Yeah. Mm. Great though, isn't it?
Pretty rad.
We're going to stick with 1970 for what we're doing next. Do you remember 1970? Of course you do. 1970. In 1970, also, I think this might be another third album that came in 1970. And it's actually not too far from New Orleans. Oh, no, it is. It's more than an hour on an aeroplane. Anyway.
And whereabouts would that be?
From Jamaica, Mr. Desmond Dekker. This is the first ever vinyl reissue of this Trojan classic. You can get it if you really want, the LP rather than just the single.
That's a huge tune, though. That would have been out in proper numbers when it was released, but 1970.
I think so. Well, it was the tune itself, the title track, you can get it if you really want. It had already been a hit for Jimmy Cliff, who wrote it. And it was the Jimmy Cliff version that you'll hear on, what's the name of that record that everyone in the world has?
The one with the Trojan logo?
No, the one with the Jimmy Cliff. Oh, At the Heart of That Comes
right,
soundtrack.
Gotcha.
Right, okay, so the one on that one, even though Desmond Dekker is on that soundtrack as well with 007 Chantytown. Yes. Now, anyway, what you had here was, I guess this was kind of a, I don't know. In retrospect, you would say that this was a transitional kind of record for Desmond Dekker. It was the last record he made with his producer Leslie Kong, who died of a heart attack shortly afterwards, as a really young man too. But that's not the reason that I was saying it's transitional. It's like what you have on this record is a lot more of the soul or gospel type concerns coming out, rather than James Bond as the ultimate rude boy sort of concerns you had on the earlier Desmond Dekker.
Is Justin White on the front?
He is. Doesn't he look dapper and suave?
He does look dapper.
I don't know if James Bond or Desmond Dekker with the ultimate rude boy in this case.
It's a bit James Bond. Are those leather gloves as well?
They are leather gloves. I don't know why. It's a painting, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. It's not an actual photograph of Mr. Dekker. This is really cool. Like I said, it's never been out on vinyl since 1970, although you'll be familiar with a lot of the tunes if you're any sort of vintage reggae fan. Pick Me Gal is on here, a big single. You can get it if you really want, of course. And another one originally by Jimmy Cliff, I think, was That's the Way Life Goes. No, You Got Soul, maybe. I don't know. No, That's the Way Life Goes, definitely Jimmy Cliff. Otherwise, you get Up Little Susie, Peace on the Land, Perseverance, which is a great one, Kumya, Polka Dot. Do you know this record, Sarah?
No, I don't.
But you are aware of Desmond Dekker's tunes.
Hi.
Yeah. If I said to you, what kind of singer is Desmond Dekker, what would you say?
His range. Mm-hmm. Can also be very low.
Can be, but can also be the other end as well.
Yeah.
Which I think is a lot of I said gospel influence. He was a singer in a church.
Right.
You know, even while he was singing about rude boys, he was still, he wasn't singing about rude boys in church. That would be impolite, probably.
Not advisable. We're going to even do the sinning on the weekend and then go and repent on Sunday.
Is that when you repent?
Sunday, yeah.
Is it? Okay. Is it when you personally do?
No. No repentance here.
The other thing we didn't mention about this is, what do we have?
Limited edition. Does that say black and blue?
Yeah.
Black and blue? Mm.
No, it's marble coloured.
Okay.
Black and blue marble coloured. Don't think of that other kind of black and blue.
Okay.
But I thought that it would have been purple, but it's not.
You'd think that. There is quite a lot of purple. Purple and cream. Cream, yeah, to match his kind of Nero coloured suit.
Yeah, which you'll notice what I'm wearing today.
Was that on purpose?
No.
Do you dress to the albums you bring?
Yeah, I actually do. Some of these reissues, this one here, there's 1,000 only, and a couple of things I brought in, like X-Ray Specs, which was 1,000 only, that was gone within 5 minutes, and there's no way we can ever get any more.
That's insane. So is that people calling the shop and reserving them? Do you
actually? Yes, it was in the case of X-Ray Specs, and some of these limited things, they, you know, by the time the shop is open, there's none.
Far out.
But I'm not saying that we don't have enough or anything like that. I'm just saying that what I really intended to say was, it's the kind of thing that if you like hang around and think, oh, maybe I'll get that next week or a couple of weeks time, I'll ask the shop to get it again. It's as frustrating for us. We'd like to get more so everyone that needs them can get them, but
not possible.
But you can get it if you really want. Is the name.
Oh, my God.
You started that, not
set
me.
Up.
No, it wasn't.
Amazing.
Title track, 1970, Trojan Records, the first ever vinyl reissue of this amazing classic. And to me, this is a kind of great Jamaican soul tune.
All right, here it is. You can get it if you really want. Desmond Dekker.
Oh, I was going to say to you off here.
Okay, I'll turn the mics off then. You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. But you must try, try and try, try and try. You succeed at last. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Persecution, you must.
You can get it if you really want.
succeed at last. Don't you know me? Listen, Rome was not built in a day. Opposition will come your way. But the hotter the battle you see, be the sweeter the victory bell. You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. But you must try, try and try, try and try. You'll succeed at last. Succeed at last. Don't you know it? Don't I show me?
So limited to 1,000 copies, you can get it if you really want, as Troy said. And how would they do that, the listener?
Oh, one could go to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, which is just over that overbridge, just beside the great T. White Spikes.
Do you do phone holds, or is that not encouraged?
It's better if people come to the shop to buy stuff.
It's
fairer. Yeah. You can buy online as well, though.
That's true.
But I haven't even put any of this stuff online yet.
Quicken the dead.
Oh, ouch.
I will be linking to those in the podcast as well if you listening out there in the world have a terrible memory, like me. Thanks, Troy. See you next week.
Thanks, Sarah.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T. White Spikes.